The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's the big New York primary day and a whole bunch of other states as well. We'll be breaking it down here over the next 4 hours. And tonight, we'll have extended live coverage kicking off at 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com. And we'll have free video feeds for everybody at InfoWars.com/show. I'll be telling you about that throughout the broadcast and sending you the links via InfoWars.com/newsletter if you've signed up for the free newsletter so we can send you news alerts and other key intel. Wow, we've got another big broadcast lined up for you today. Billy Corgan, patriot, anti-New World Order crusader, and of course a guy that sold 40 million albums, the creator of Smashing Pumpkins and so many other mega hit bands, will be joining us in studio today, and he's playing here tonight in Austin, Texas. Billy Corgan will be in studio. Leanne McAdoo just split 5 minutes ago to go pick him up downtown. She's a fan of Billy. He's a fan of her. He's a fan of the whole operation. And so look for her to also be interviewing him for the InfoWars Nightly News. And who knows, maybe more in the future. Maybe more. So we've got all of that to be breaking down today. And we have Dr. Andrew Wakefield, the vindicated hero, in studio. Of course, Robert De Niro saw the film Vaxxed that was produced and shot in this building to a certain extent here in Austin, Texas, in the InfoWars studios. I'm not behind it. I'm not a producer of it, but I let them use some of the equipment in the studios because I believe in the cause of exposing it. And the federal government came, a quote, high government official came and threatened Robert De Niro at his Tribeca Film Festival that he founded, I don't know, was it 16 years ago? And they canceled it, but De Niro has come out and said everyone should see the film. And so Dr. Wakefield will give us all the inside baseball, but it turns out that when they said he was discredited and lied about it in that big hoax a decade ago, that they knew of two studies in England previously done by the government that were secret that had the exact same findings as Dr. Wakefield, who is a pioneer. And then, of course, it was in the New York Times and all over the news the last few months that gut flora connected to toxic brain syndrome, connected to autism. And, oh, what did Wakefield find? Measles, mumps, rubella antibodies for one or all three, one, two, or three, sometimes all of them, in the gut connected to a chain reaction die-off of flora and a toxic brew in your gut. It's why you drink beer to get drunk, folks. It's why if you haven't eaten, you get a headache. Your brain and stomach are connected. That's why your brain follows your gut. It says, my gut doesn't like the way this feels. Because you've got brain ganglia, nerve endings, all down in your spine and in your gut. Just like a brachiosaur had a big brain in its head, another brain in its back. Now scientists think it has as many as five brains. Well, mammals have got all sorts of upper brain, cerebral cortex, right down into the lower brain, right down through the spine. But I'm digressing. He's going to be joining us today to break it all down because they've now officially vindicated his scientist partner, and now he is in the process of having the courts admit he was wronged and set up, and he is suing people. So it's a long, hard fight. But we will expose the vaccines. I mean, it's come out, ABC News, 14 years ago, there was a secret meeting in 2000. It came out in 2002. There was a secret meeting in 2000 at the Centers for Disease Control, and they have the minutes of it where the head of the CDC and all the scientists are going, I'm not giving my grandkids this now. We've got millions damaged. This is going to be a rebellion on our hands. We've got to cover this up. And I guess to their credit, they at least say we've got to somehow reach out to the vaccine makers who've got liability protection and say, look, you got to clean this up. This is a public health disaster. But, of course, it didn't get cleaned up. It's worse because it's by design. The CDC people don't know that, but it is. Deadly immunity, government cover-up of mercury autism scandal, ABC News. All right, we're going to be back, ladies and gentlemen, straight ahead. I told you a few days ago Donald Trump would be doubling down on 9/11 truth. He did it. He did it today, this morning on Fox.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
Corgan is going to be dropping some major truth bombs. I talked to him last night. He said that he wants to really just keep putting the message out that folks need to realize that many of them are in a trance, and it's time to break the trance and start really living. So we're going to be talking about social justice warriors a lot more, with some of the things he's doing with Smashing Pumpkins, but also other bands that he's created and where he sees the world going. A really smart guy, doesn't give a lot of interviews, and that's because he does not like the system. That's why the mainstream media likes to attack him, because they know that he is basically a pro-human libertarian. Good friend of mine, Billy Corgan, SmashingPumpkinsNexus.com. He's playing here in Austin, Texas tonight. He's going to be in studio with us. Leanne McAdoo is picking him up right now downtown, bringing him here. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, the vindicated doctor and scientist that exposed the gut-flora connection to autism. That is now in major Johns Hopkins studies, major Harvard Medical School studies. It was in the New York Times and the Washington Post, as well as the Wall Street Journal, just in the last month, with autism connection to the gut and cancer connection to gut flora die-off and so much more, everything that Dr. Wakefield 20 years ago exposed. And then again, 7, 8 years ago, they came out with a giant hoax saying everything was fraud, and then he was discredited. The mainstream media still had power to lie then and get hoaxes across. And it almost destroyed him. But now his partner's been officially vindicated in court. He, of course, has moved to the United States here in Austin. His new movie, Vaxxed, a high-level, quote, official came and personally threatened Robert De Niro. De Niro's now confirmed that. And he canceled it out of the Tribeca Film Festival he founded. But De Niro said last week, and it was in an article on Infowars.com, that he believes everyone should see the film Vaxxed, that, again, was shot to a great extent in these studios here in Austin, Texas. So we'll be talking Vaxxed in studio with Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Just like they came out, and I use this as one of the most egregious examples, and they said, Alex Jones says Obama sent a tornado to Oklahoma City 3 years ago. Never said it. Caller asked if it was a weather weapon. I said, they don't really create specific tornadoes. It's declassified. They can create major weather fronts. A lot of governments have this technology. It's on the Discovery Channel, the Weather Channel, the History Channel. We had the father of weather weapons on first, Ben Livingston, right when it was declassified a decade ago. And I said, no, I don't think it's an attack. So they said that I said it was an attack. And it's not about defending myself. It's about understanding how these deceivers operate. They get on the news and say Alex Jones influenced the Boston bombers and he's deeply racist. And they didn't show a racist quote or how they were connected to me, only that I was exposing their CIA connection. That needed to be investigated. I'm not saying the CIA even did it. But the Russians blew their cover 2 years before. They were on a State Department fake IDs. They were both playboys. Boston bombing, of course, anniversary was yesterday. This is how they misrepresent. And they do it to Donald Trump. I see articles everywhere. And every time I turn the TV on now, it's folks going, it's horrible that he says Mexicans are all criminals. It's horrible he wants to deport all the Hispanics. None of that was ever said. He said Mexico's dumping a lot of its criminals on us here in the United States, and that's wrong. And people are coming here and having their kids for free, and that's wrong. And China's got a huge tariff on us, and that's wrong. That's why the power structure is so scared. And it's such an endorsement of Trump to have the communist Chinese leadership and a who's who of other arch criminals, arch killers, world record regimes of evil, all time most wicked. From the commie pope to the Mexican presidents to the British government to the Saudi Arabian government, they all hate Donald Trump because they know he's a nationalist. And they've got intelligence files on Donald Trump, and they know that he reads books on the private Federal Reserve and gave money to groups to audit the Federal Reserve 25 years ago and wanted to get us out of NAFTA and GATT and is a closet patriot. Now, I wasn't sure of that until the last few months. When I talk to so many high-level sources that say, you didn't know Donald Trump has been into the New World Order and things since before you were on air? That's what Dr. Corsi, who's known him well for 40 years, they've been in business together for 40 years, in finance and building projects. Corsi's a bigwig, folks, not just a three-time number one New York Times bestseller. It's kind of like Michael Savage is one of the biggest supplement owners and rock star energy and best-selling author all time under another name. No one even knows all that. It's like, I used the example one time. I said, yeah, Chuck Norris is a listener, and we're talking to his people. He's going to come on the show. And I got all these text messages and calls like, who's Chuck Norris? Well, that's another story. I know Chuck Norris is a listener. He's been on. I was conflating two great patriots, and it's okay because their names are similar. Chuck Yeager. I tell you, teleprompter free here, ladies and gentlemen, teleprompter free. So I get names mixed together. That's how we make mistakes occasionally. But that's good. It keeps my mind fresh and crackling here and a lot of times even correct myself midstream. show. Dr. Andrew Wakefield coming up, Billy Corgan coming up, and a lot more autism medical information and more will be broken down here today of huge magnitude. And Leanne McAdoo will also be popping in part of the time with us and Billy Corgan. Billy is going to produce a film on Americana and In Search of Americana. He wants to interview me, yours truly, for it, and I'm happy to be in the film. It's got a pretty famous, well-known, successful documentary maker involved, and I don't know how far he's going to get into it today, but he also has some ideas to do kind of some popular culture shows, and that's exciting. I'm just too busy, you know, quite frankly. That's why I'm great. I've got all these amazing reporters and other crew members that can then reach out and involve in these collaborative projects, hopefully, with so many amazing people. We've got a lot of big collaborative projects that folks want us to do on national TV, on broadcast TV, on some of the biggest franchises out there. And I'll just be quite frank with you, that's success, but I'm so busy with the day-to-day battle against the New World Order that I've just been basically not following up on, you know, having a spot on big national TV shows, which are fiction shows. And that's where most people are actually getting their news and information, is from fiction. But in a way, I think if I become involved in all of that, I've already basically turned Hollywood down once, that I'll be captured by it whether I like it or not. So it's almost like that's failure if I do accept HBO shows, major movie roles. And by the way, I'm not up here bragging about all these offers I turned down or just don't follow up on. I want everybody to know that liberty is super sexy and ultra popular in culture, not just at the grassroots, but through the establishment as well. And a lot of people in the establishment do not like what's happening, and they really want to try to turn things around as well. But it's the very, very top of the pyramid that is anti-human and very destructive, and it controls the issuance of currency and credit, the big central banks, and that's why we're in so much trouble, no matter if the will of humanity wants to get out of this oppression and this dehumanization. There is an unseen hand with an all-seeing eye wreathed in flame that is continuing to try to suppress human destiny. But there's a great truth that's being borne out every day now as giant lies collapse into the dustbin of history. And I want to explain something right now before we go to break and come back and get into all the news that is extremely profound and absolutely essential to understand if we're going to transcend our current position. Because through this microcosm, it's a doorway into the understanding and perception of every other big problem we face. The 9/11 Commission came out and basically admitted they were ordered to rubber stamp a secretly written globalist report put together by Zelikow and the neocons. And the fact that 6 of the 10 commissioners went public never really got a lot of attention until now. It seismically is building. But what's really profound is the congressional report got almost no attention before it, and all the hundreds of whistleblowers that were arrested, killed, persecuted got almost no attention. And those of us that would talk about all the whistleblowers, we got demonized, and the media would say that we were making it up and never give any facts or misrepresent. But the profound statement is this: you can't stop the signal. And 9/11 truth has now basically been certified, been proven correct, and the establishment has got some splaining to do, as they say, and you can't put that genie back in the bottle. And what's even more profound about that overall statement is they did everything they could to suppress it, everything they could to bully. And now the Saudis have come out threatening to remove $750 billion out of the United States, showing how we're kept, showing how we're controlled, showing how we're slaves, at least in their views. But it's the Streisand effect. You try to cover something up, it only gives it that much more attention. Me thinks you protest too much. Something's rotten in the state of Denmark. And the What's in the 28 pages has already come out because everybody's leaked it. Members of Congress have come on and told you. Colonels have come on and told you. Congressman Walter Jones, Colonel Schaefer, countless others. So we know from every angle. I mean, look, Dr. Pachinik's been at the CFR while they sit around and openly discussed how they did it, okay? By the way, I'm going to get him back on. Do you understand that, folks? At the highest level, they all know they did it with Saudi Arabia. And they thought they'd get away with it.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Just a castaway. Alex Jones, your host. Sending out an SOS globally. That we should make decisions in our families, in our businesses, and in our lives that will promote freedom and liberty in a pro-human world that is based on due process and honor and free will, free association. We now see collectivism run by the big offshore megabanks taking over, and with it, the banning of speech, the attack on the family, and any institution that would compete with the hive, Borg, panopticonic, technocratic technocracy that is being foisted upon us in the technotronic era. And I suggest, if you want to learn about those things, you read books like The Technotronic Era by former National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of the main engineers and authors of the modern world, the black bag sack that humanity is being stuffed into and thrown in the back of a white, dented up creeper van. Quite the analogy. Topofdrudgereport.com right now is an Infowars.com story. Fight over delegates, rules escalates. The media is having to admit now that actually they are even violating their own rules, and this has never before been done, just stealing stuff, canceling elections, canceling primaries. Giuliani, Trump should get nomination if he's close. And then our article, rap song threatens riots, Trump assassination, media celebrates. Media celebrates. And there's the article by Paul Joseph Watson up on Infowars.com. I'm going to be getting to that because it ties into this culture pushed by the social justice warriors in Europe and the United States to bully and attack anyone you disagree with. And then to have in the safe spaces, the public schools, the colleges, the police, the new political police, carefully selected, do nothing as you're physically attacked. And that's what the whole social justice warrior, George Soros, Black Lives Matter movement's about, is through the Strong Cities UN initiative, in the State Department and Justice Department's own words, take over local police departments. And boy, once the UN and the globalists have control of our local police departments and local city councils and local county commissions, they are in the catbird seat. You are seeing, I am seeing, we are witnessing a real takeover. And you're like, wow, that's bold. Yeah, it's bold to pass Obamacare written by foreign banks to double and triple your prices. It's bold to say father and mother can't be used in public documents, or he or she. It's bold to attack the family. It's bold to completely open the borders outside of law. It's bold to bring in 5 million radical jihadis, 80% of them military-age men, many of them jihadis, into Europe, let them attack, and then take German and French rights away and declare martial law. It's bold to sign us on to $2.2 and growing quadrillion dollars globally in fake counterfeit money that makes Madoff look like a legitimate businessman. It's bold to have a secret vaccine damage fund quietly paying out billions to the dead and dying from the vaccines if you jump through 100 hoops. It's bold to genetically engineer human chimeras on hundreds of U.S. farms for organ harvesting in the U.S. Part human, part cow creatures. And then they have mainstream media make fun of me when they know that's MIT, Associated Press, Reuters. It's bold to detonate over 200 high-powered hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere in the 1960s in an attempt to destroy the atmosphere. That's Discovery Channel, Trinity, with William Shatner. I remember reading about it in textbooks a decade before that came out and not believing it. Then it showed the first time high-def 35-millimeter and 80-millimeter film with the nukes going off trying to blow holes in the Van Allen radiation belt and try to see if they could ignite our atmosphere. It's bold to have thousands of labs with gene guns splicing thousands of species a day looking for random super mutagens. It's bold to have over 100 BioShield Level 4 facilities in Level 2 with weaponized strains of Ebola and everything else you can imagine that have 98% kill rates like mousepox. It's bold. It's bold for our government to fund ISIS and Al-Qaeda to take over four nations and then allow them into the U.S. with sleeper cells awaiting when they launch their Tet Offensive that the government will use to bring in martial law. It's bold to have a private Federal Reserve that taxes the American people every April that calls itself governmental. It's bold.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy? Oh, you bet your bottom dollar it is. Takeover of a very important planet. Our species is amazing. We have unlimited potential. The elite want to steal the brain trust of humanity and run for the door, walling themselves off in a breakaway civilization. But in the words of Roy Batty in Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, when he meets his maker, his artificial maker, he tells him, I want more life. Father. That's originally what he said, but they let him improvise and change it. A little more flair to it. I want more life. They're not going to steal the whole brain trust our species developed. The countless struggles. Just because you are low-down pirates doesn't give you the right to rule. And the minute you started trying to dumb humanity down, you forfeited any claim. Not just to continue on with our species, but to reach some type of promised land. You will never reach your promised land, New World Order. You are only providing the test so that the true metal of humanity will rise. And then deep down, you know you're a failure. Deep down, you know you're fallen. Fallen from the beginning. Cemetery Gates, Pantera, probably one of the best heavy songs ever. Hard to turn this off. It's a love song. See, evil people think love is weak. No, it's not. Because it's with love and standing up for our families and the things that we do care about, we find strengths far greater. And evil people would call far darker and twisted than anything you wicked people could ever imagine. And the sleeping giant that is humanity is rising. And you can feel it. All right, let's get into the news right now. First off, Billy Corgan should probably be getting here soon. He's going to be on in the second hour. Leanne McAdoo, right before we kicked off 36 minutes ago, was here in studio with me getting ready. And one way you can get more folks to tune in online, which you're doing every day, the show is just exploding, is to retweet the tweet I put out at Leanne McAdoo, leaving the studio now to pick up Billy Corgan. Stay tuned. And then you can go down below that and send out the link that Paul Watson put out this morning as well, when he breaks down the fact that Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins will basically demolish the social justice warriors. There it is, special guest on the show today. And then Paul goes over all of it. We saw it during the break. Can we go to the tweet he sent out, the actual one he sent out, because that's not it. Yeah, there it is. That was it right there. Go back to that. Thank you. I need to control this myself, I guess. Just go back up. 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 There it is right there. See it? Just read it. It's on the bottom now. Yeah, that's it. See? Scroll up a little bit. Thanks. And then I can read it to folks. Smashing Pumpkins' Billy Corgan will demolish social justice warrior brainwashing in studio today. Thanks, guys. That's an important link to send out to everybody you know. And look. Sending that link out won't save the world, as I've said 10,000 times. But the act of doing it continually and resisting and taking action, somebody that's into rock and roll and Billy Corgan and Smashing Pumpkins, maybe one of his ex-girlfriends or something, you know, Will, who's famous, will then watch and then wake up and then will speak out. You know, folks like Taylor Swift were big listeners. And then, of course, Russell Brand's a big listener. That's why he's been on the show a lot. People say, I don't care about Russell Brand. Oh, really? We have videos we've done with him with 10 million viewers finding out about world government, the New World Order. So if I have a famous golf player on or a famous football player on, or I have a famous producer on, or I have a top banker on, or I have the number two in the Japanese government on, or I have Donald Trump on, that hits the audiences that are tuned in to that personality or that individual, and that's how we reach more and more people in the fight against the globalists and their attempt to dehumanize the world population. That's how we're doing it. And I know I'm stating simple things here, but that's why sending out the links is so important. Look, 9/11 happened 15 years ago. I knew it was coming. I knew Bin Laden was connected to Western intelligence agencies. I could see them hyping that there was about to be an imminent attack. I knew that they were about to take our liberties when that imminent attack came. They were putting out different RAND Corporation documents saying a huge catalyzing terror attack's coming. When it does, we're going to radically transform your world and basically get rid of freedom in America and launch a global corporate empire with U.S. government funding. And then it all happened. And they wrote the PNAC document a year before 9/11, Dick Cheney and Jeb Bush did, saying we need a large catalyzing terror attack that kills around 3,000 people like Pearl Harbor. They actually say, on the order of Pearl Harbor. Boy, got the number just right. And that we're going to use that to, quote, cause a clash of civilizations. But then in the next phase, we don't defeat radical Islam. It's one thing if they staged it as an evil false flag for a greater good and a Machiavellian end justifies the means to crush radical Islam. I would still be against it and say it was wrong, obviously. Because nothing done in great evil for supposed good ever ends up turning into something good. It's like the Ring of Mordor allegory or parallel. But instead, they're double-crossing us with Saudi Arabia. That's their payoff. And now flooding us with the very jihadis from the very group of Al-Qaeda and ISIS who fly the flag of Saudi Arabia on black. It's just not green. It's the very same group, admittedly. And because we've been made ignorant geopolitically, culturally, historically, the average person still doesn't know what's happening. But Donald Trump does. And Donald Trump has the will to put his life on the line in basically a suicide mission. To be demonized, to be lied about, to be boycotted, to be misrepresented. He's already lost, it's estimated, close to $1 billion the last year. Major Catholic colleges are saying no one's allowed to stay at your hotels and no one's allowed to play golf at your resorts for our college teams. I mean, they're canceling his beauty pageants. They're trying to ban him building in Europe. They're trying to kick him out of the UK where his mother was born in Scotland. They are doing everything they can because he's a nationalist, period. We're already captured. They already took us over through fraud. That's not rhetoric. We are captured. Now they're mopping up saying you don't have free speech and don't say mother or father. And we're going to take your private property, and we're going to arrest the Amish all over the country for having their own milk. I mean, it's happening, folks. They're going after anybody that's not part of the corporate board. Here's another analogy. The 1984, 82, whatever it is, remake, John Carpenter, The Thing, Kurt Russell, a true classic. Super good sci-fi horror. Excellent actors. One of my favorite sci-fi movies. And I'm a sci-fi buff. Here's the allegory. Alien crashes. Gets out. It's going to take over every organism on the earth. It's a super predator dominant species. Is it going to leave? The Amish aren't going to resist it when it's taken over. Is it going to leave them out there? No, it's going to take over every bug, every mouse, every person, every bacteria, every virus. It's going to replicate and take over. But at least the alien takes over and becomes the form that it was on that planet so that it can adapt and survive. The globalists are rewriting everything, playing God, because they're not an alien. They are psycho control freaks that want to play God, who are trying to overthrow creation and leave ugly, twisted, stinking messes in its wake. And they argue, well, we're like little two-year-olds with finger paints, and we're going to get better. Well, here's the deal. Your experiment is running over my free will and my destiny and everybody else's, and you didn't ask me about your plans for myself and my family. You didn't announce publicly what you were doing. You put it in white papers, and you're doing it, but you didn't get my consent. They go, well, you don't have free will. Oh, then you don't have free will either. Oh, I get it. You have free will, but I don't. I've got to use all the words you say to not hurt somebody's feelings, but you can spray aluminum dioxide and barium salts by the tens of thousands of tons a week that we know of into the atmosphere. You have all these rights. I have nothing. I'm just a machine. I'm just a biological computer. I don't have any free will. That's a mind game from you people. So I just roll over, turn the television on, and let you tell me what reality is. That's not happening anymore. And so as you see the fact that Saudi Arabia was heavily involved in 9/11, with our own criminal elements in our government and other governments. And now Obama has come out and said that he will veto a bill and has warned Congress. And it will bring down the Bushes. It will bring down the Clintons. It will bring down the whole corrupt national security structure that's been set up since 1947. And by the way, you know who wants it to come down the worst? The good people in the FBI, the CIA, Defense Intelligence, the Geospatial Center, and 60 or 70 other major agencies who know what happened. It's their business. They know there was a stand down. I remember when a aide to a top general in 2007 leaked a Rumsfeld. We ought to find it. I forget the headline. It was like, generals told Rumsfeld they needed another 9/11. And it's a whole bunch of generals at the Pentagon with Rumsfeld saying, sir, before you leave, we need another 9/11. Maybe it was 2006. We need one to be able to complete our operations. The public just isn't listening, isn't going along with these wars, because they had been told we were doing 9/11 to take out Al-Qaeda and of course, then they weren't providing them with the actual mission to defeat, and they were being double-crossed. So you hear the generals in the meeting with one Bible page thinness of plausible deniability. They are openly saying, sir, we've only had one. It got the public to wake up. We need another. Can we have another? I ought to play that tape. I played it many times years ago. And they're there begging him for another 9/11 to crush radicalism. They didn't get the memo, you're not going to crush it. This was to stir it up, make Al-Qaeda heroes, launch the new generation ISIS, and take over the world. Guys, try this. I know you should be on 9/11 Blogger. We broke the story, but that's a site that may have it indexed. I would type in, generals told Rumsfeld that the public needs a new 9/11. That's the headline. There it is. Former CIA and DIA operatives warned of another 9/11 attack. No, that's not it. You guys are clicking news tab, which is fine. You're really getting expert at this. Click web. This is old. You want to go to old. You want to go to web to search it whenever it's more than 6 months old. We have some new crew. We're augmenting the crew and expanding. We have a great crew. You'll just see me directing up here on air quite a bit. That is not putting them down. That is in this social justice warrior status out there, not with my crew, but with some of the general public. Directing people and teaching them is a bad thing. That's why dodgeball's banned. Any contact sports are trying to ban. They don't want people to actually communicate. And then a boss talking to someone is a sign of hatred and evil in the social justice warrior class. So they're not like that. I just want viewers to know that when I'm telling them, no, do this, do that, that is just the total transparency of the first show where someone directs from the cockpit. There isn't somebody back there in the back directing. I'm doing it. So we will find that. In fact, I want to bring that back. I want to find that. The guy that can always find anything is Paul Joseph Watson. In fact, I want to talk about his article next. It's up on drudgereport.com. By the way, the mainstream media has figured out that Roger Stone's the most influential person with Trump right now. I mean, Trump's the most influential. He makes the main decisions. But they figured out that Roger Stone, former head of the campaign, is basically the top quarterback. They got a couple quarterbacks in there, but he's the one moving them down the field. And Stone's going to be breaking big news here tomorrow, and he sent me a whole bunch of articles today where the media is having conniption fits about him and more. Send Paul a transmission. Yeah, he's probably listening. Maybe one of you guys can call him, because I've got that fever going now where I've got to have something, and I've wanted it before and forgot to make a big issue out of it. I want that Pentagon briefing with the top generals with Rumsfeld. They're around a round table, conference table. It's amazing audio. And they admitted it was real audio smuggled out, where whoever was in there thought, you know, of the aides that were in there thought, wow, this is pretty important. They're saying, sure, can we please have another 9/11? Pretty big smoking gun. And, you know, that's what I'm getting at here is the Saudis want to take their money out of the U.S. They want to play all these games. It's already out. We already know from Congressman Jones and Senator Graham and countless others that have read the 28 pages and Rand Paul. And our NSA whistleblowers and FBI whistleblowers, the countless ones I've had on, that contributed and testified secretly to Congress to produce the report. They know what's in it. A NORAD stand down, an FAA stand down, 6 month stand down from California to Florida, from Texas to Arizona, to Minneapolis, St. Paul, to Oklahoma, with hijackers, at least three other teams, not just the team that was involved in 9/11, decoy teams. I believe the main team was a decoy as well. From the evidence we have, the only real airphone calls are about gas and people being gassed. And we have them ordering the stand down of the FBI. We have the deputy FBI director quitting over it. Okay, there is a May 14, 2008 op-ed news. Rumsfeld mind, if 9/11 worked, why not try it again? Let's scroll down. I don't believe that's it because we need the audio and there's video. I'm going to find it. It doesn't matter. Our listeners will find it. Great job, guys. There it is. Rumsfeld on 2006 election. The correction for that is an attack. Yeah, see if that's the one that has the actual audio in it. Because I'm going to say it again. Audio, 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 audio. Devastating, devastating, devastating. There's some type of subliminal block in the public that I can never have this clip again. But we're going to find out. I'm not mad at the crew. I'm just really fired up right now. Because, see, we have a criminal group that's taken over the country that launched terror attacks and is bringing in giant sleeper cells right now to launch more. And then when I expose that they're behind it, they'll say I'm saying there's not an Islamic threat when I'm saying there's traitors in our government at the globalist Hydra Spectre level that are running it. The hour-long audio clip was found as part of a data dump. There, we have it. We found it. And it's all over YouTube. It's everywhere. Good. Good. So we found the article that has it. Pull it back up, please. That's the problem with 9/11. People say get into 9/11 truth again. I go crazy when I do because there's mountains of it. It's total smoking gun. The hour-long audio clip was found as part of a data dump by the Pentagon in response to a New York Times Freedom of Information Act request. The Huffington Post article reports. Now, let's scroll back up to the top, and I'll give folks the actual article headline so people can find it and then go get the clip. And the clip's probably been moved or whatever, but we'll get it. Rumsfeld's mind. If 9/11 worked, why not try it again? We're going to find that audio. It's devastating. Devastating. Oh. By the way, don't forget we're listener supported. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. I'm extending it one more day and it's over. BrainForce, the nootropic that takes me from totally awake to crazed, totally natural and awesome. The sale will end tomorrow morning. InfoWarsLife.com. We also have DNA Force back in stock and so much more. We need your support. Fuel the operation.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. IBC Filter Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention, if you or a loved one had a medical procedure to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or brain, please stand by for a very important message. IVC filters are commonly inserted to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or lungs, but now the FDA warns that these IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart damage, lung damage, danger from rupture, internal bleeding, even death. You could be entitled to a cash settlement, but you must call now. Time is limited for these claims. Call the attorneys at IVC Filter Justice for a free evaluation of your case. That's right, a free evaluation of your case. Get the compensation you deserve. Call today. Call the attorneys at IVC Filter Justice for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. Call 1-800-933-7789. Time is limited for these claims. Call for a free evaluation of your case. It's urgent that you act soon. That's 1-800-933-7789. 1-800-933-7789.
Coming up for the full second hour of the recording, we'll be in the studio talking about the trance that the world population, not just the United States, is laboring under. to play this clip of Donald Trump, who came out 6 months ago and talked about the 28 pages, 2 months ago and did it. The media said he was insane, just making it up. It didn't exist, even though the families were having press conferences on C-SPAN. And then a little bird told me over the weekend that he would be coming out this week big time with it again. I tell you, it is great to talk to little birds. It is really amazing that I have to sit here and keep my mouth shut about all the stuff I know. But let me just tell you, they've got every dumbed-down moron group out there calling for Trump's death, you name it, because he wants to bring jobs back and wants them to have a future. And he knows vaccines are dangerous. One of his kids got hurt by it. That's not known. I'm just going to shut up right now. I just cannot believe that they've dumbed the public down, that they almost don't even deserve freedom. But you know what? They're victims. They've been induced into it. So they need a chance to see the truth and then reject it before judgment. Let's go ahead and go to Donald Trump on Fox and Friends saying release the 28 pages that the media 2 months ago said didn't exist. And, of course, when I exposed it 14 years ago, they said it didn't exist either. Here it is.
Is the 28 pages that were taken out of the 9/11 report. Saudi Arabia, evidently this references Saudi Arabia. You have a Democratic senator, now retired Senator Graham, who says it's time for the public to see him. Does Donald Trump believe it's time for us to see these 28 pages?
I do. I think we should have seen it a long time ago. I think I know what it's going to say. It's going to be very, very profound, having to do with Saudi Arabia and Saudi Arabia's role on the World Trade Center and the attack. And that's very serious stuff. And, I've said it for a long time. We attacked Iraq, and frankly, by attacking Iraq, they were not the ones that knocked down the World Trade Center. Now, I've been saying that for a long time. Let's see what the papers say. I think they should have been released a long time ago. I think they're finally going to be, at least in some form, released. But, it's sort of nice to know who your friends are and perhaps who your enemies are, but you're going to see some very revealing things in those papers, and I look forward to reading them.
Yeah, and people say, well, that's not all the story. It doesn't matter. It will bring the globalists down. It will expose false flags in Europe. It goes on and on. I mean, it is like a Christmas sweater that has that one string that you pull it pulls it all out. That's why they've always been so scared of it. Now, again, are we vindicated? Did I tell you first? I'm proudest of the fact that I went through hell to tell the truth. And I lost so much, but I gained so much. Thank God I had integrity. And I'm not bragging about it. It's just that we told you the truth specifically. And we were right all along. And our whistleblowers, who are the real champions, and you, the listeners, I salute you. Now, I'm going to come back and play a pro-gun piece that we've got before Billy Corgan comes in. I want to talk to him some before he gets in, because he just got here. And then I want to play also this top link story on drudgereport.com that deals with folks threatening in these rap videos to kill Trump. They don't even know who Trump really is. They don't know he wants China to stop cheating Americans. He doesn't know that he's told black Americans he wants to absolutely focus on them because they've been particularly screwed over, bringing jobs into their communities, high-paying $30, $40 manufacturing jobs. But it doesn't matter. MTV, owned by Sumner Redstone, but I've talked to folks high-level at MTV, multiple angles, where they were told in the 90s, we're getting rid of rock, rid of all this stuff. We want to bring gangster rap to take over the communities and enslave people, and they did it. So a guy that weaponized gangster rap, the number one killer of black people after abortion, to destroy their culture, and that very same Sumner Redstone tells them Donald Trump's the enemy and promotes stuff like this. All right, we'll talk about that with Billy Corgan as well. So it's all coming up in the second hour, and Andrew Wakefield is also already here, so it's coming up. Just don't forget, folks, I get so busy, I don't even plug. Last day, I'm extending it one day because we have enough to do it and then still have enough for a month before more comes in, Brain Force. It's 45% off retail, 25% off regular sales price. InfoWarsLife.com. Try the nootropic today. Try X2 Survival Shield, the good halogen. Try DNA Force and so much more. And other high-quality products, InfoWarsLife.com. Hillary for Prison Shirts, InfoWarsStore.com. Second hour, stay with us. Tell your friends and family, tune in right now. Send the link out. InfoWars.com/show. InfoWars.com/show.